وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي بارك الله فيك. You ask regarding مسألة سلس البول. سلس البول is the dropping of the urine after the person urine. The drops of the urine will keep coming out from him slowly, slowly. Maybe continuously or maybe for many hours after that. Then by itself will stop. This can come from the male or the female. Both. But most of the time it comes from the male. But anyway, my dear brother, what is the solution for this person? You must understand, we have a different opinions regarding treating this person, regarding what the person is supposed to do and what's the hukm of his prayer. Different opinions. Among these famous opinions, we have this opinion for the majority of the ulama, who they ask him to do wudu for every single prayer because he have this kind of issue. His private part keep dropping the urine from him. He must understand that he's able to do only one prayer with that wudu. If he need to make up another prayer, he need to do another wudu. And this go to the fara'id prayer. For example, the person who have this kind of drops, he's able to do wudu for salatul dhuhr. Then to pray the nawafil of dhuhr with it, no problem. But if the asr come, he must go and make a new wudu. Like this, like that, all his life doing this kind of act, suffering from it. So we torture him and we punish him by making wudu for every single prayer. As you see, my brother, this kind of opinion is really hard, and you are punishing him and you ask him to do things and you make an extra rule and hukm for him in things that is not in his hands. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. It's not his mistake. He's not the one who's controlling his urine and he keep urine by himself. No, it's out of his will. Out of his will. So, like I said to my dear brother, this kind of opinion is regarding the nadar and regarding the logic is a bit less right. You understand? Respect the opinion of the majority, rahimahullah ta'ala. And the evidence they say, because we make a qiyas and a comparison with the mustahada, the one who she is in istihada, means she have blood all the time. You understand? All the time, it doesn't stop. She's mustahada. Mustahada means not hayd, means it's a pure blood, but come all time. We have that hadith. The Prophet asked her to make wudu to every prayer. Other riwayah, the hadith Himna ibn Jahsh. He asked her to make ghusl, shower of hayd for every prayer. This is both hadith not authentic, and hadith is not da'if, is ma'lul, and this kind of lafza is actually a mistake that from the Prophet ﷺ. The correct opinion, she used to do that from herself, Himna ibn Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala. She used to make it for herself, out of her willing. She used to take shower or take wudu for every single prayer because she used to have blood all time, 24 hours, 7 days. You understand? But it's not an order for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the dalil that they base the opinion in it is itself, it's not an authentic and doesn't support this kind of judgment. And other opinions, so in the end, what's the correct opinion? The correct opinion, akhi, because it's not in your hands, it's not in your will, you don't want it, but qaddar Allah, it comes and it's a test from Allah ta'ala and ibtila for you, my brother. Count it as it's not exist. Count it as it's not exist. Ya akhi, la yukallifullah nafsan illa wus'aha. Not in your hand, my dear brother. Same thing, we tell the mustahaba. The mustahaba, she count it like it's not exist. If the blood keep coming for her all the time after the her period finish, it's accounted like it's a blood from any kind of injuries in your body. It's the same. Ya akhwani fillah, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith sahih, hadith Aisha, qala innama dhalika irqun. وفي رواية هي ركضة من الشيطان. It's not the period, it's blood like engine's blood that come from inside. That's why the description of the istihada different than the description of the period, the menses. It's not the smelly like that, the color is different, the thickness is different, the smell is different. So it's not the same. That's why she can't pray, she can't fast. Obligate on her to pray, obligate on her to fast Ramadan, and her husband can sleep with her like normal. Means we consider this blood like if it's not exist. Same thing, your situation, like if this kind of drops does not exist, because this is your ability. But like how we ask the istihada woman to cover her private part, if she go to masjid to cover her private part, so she doesn't, you know, mess up her prayer. You know, same thing, try always yourself to clean, so to clean your private part, so your husband doesn't run away from you. Things like this, you know, out of hygiene and cleanliness and beautifying yourself. Same thing, you, my brother, we tell you to cover your private part with something. Put cotton, put tissues, put put kind of cloth to protect your private parts, so it doesn't drop to your cloth, and after that will be smelly, or to the prayer, or to the masjid, or whatever. Do whatever you can from the precautions. Take your caution regarding this and prevent your body from having smell of the urine or this or that. Only this. After that, you are like a normal person. You with one wudu, you can't pray how much prayers you can if you don't break it with other things than these drops. These drops for you exception, because al-mashaqqa tajlibu al-taysir, because ma ja'ala alaykum fi al-din min haraj, because la yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha till the end. So this is the conclusion. Al-akh hafidhahu Allah ta'ala yas'al an qadiyati